Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Unfortunately, we've been in communication with Southside Jake. His dog has run away, and so he can't get to the phone right now. Obviously, that takes priority. So Nicholas Harry Callis, he has a list of trivia questions squirreled away in case something like this should arise. All the best to Southside Jake of Southside Plumbing and Heating. We love Jake. And now, Harry, you can best us in a best of three trivia contest.
So this was the other set of questions from the ones we did before last month.
Mm-hmm.
2013 Pirates playoffs.
Mm.
Here's the first question. Many remember Russell Martin's home run after Johnny Cueto dropped the baseball in the wild card game. But someone homered before him. Which player was it?
Man Boobs Marlon Byrd.
Do you want to hear the options?
Sure.
A, Justin Morneau. B, Marlon Byrd. C, Pedro Alvarez. Or D, Neil Walker.
Man Boobs Marlon Byrd.
There you go.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You got it?
Good job.
That guy always had his shirt unbuttoned. He had some cleavage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon Byrd.
Mm-hmm. He always had that P, too, in the middle of his chest. You could see his undershirt.
Yes, he did.
It was a cool look. Mm-hmm. And then he turned out to be a jackass. Anyway, you know, when he went after the Pirates. In Game 4 of the NLDS, against the St. Louis Cardinals, the Pirates had an opportunity to clinch the series, but were no-hit by rookie Michael Wacha through eight innings. Which Pirates hit a home run to break up the no-hitter and the shutout? A, Andrew McCutchen. B, Marlon Byrd. C, Garrett Jones. Or D, Pedro Alvarez.
I think it was Jeez. I'm still emotional thinking
about
it. What
year?
13.
2013, all 2013 Pirates playoffs.
I think it was Pedro.
That's where I was leaning to.
I remember watching that game at Kane's Saloon in Mount Lebanon and being very distraught by the way that it went. But I can't. It's not like I went back and rewatched that. I think it's Pedro because he had such a great series.
I was at the game.
You went to St. Louis?
No, it was in Pittsburgh. Game 4 was in Pittsburgh. In the NLDS, it's two on the road, two at home, one on the road when you're the lower seed.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking about game 5. Yeah, I take a stab with Pedro. Yeah.
Final answer?
Sure. He's making a face. Got it wrong. Oh, we're back.
Got it right. No, you got it right. You got it right. Yeah. It was very long, too. It was the longest home run I've seen at PNC Park. It was cool in person. Okay. Which Cardinals pitcher struck out Pedro Alvarez for the final out of game 5 of the NLDS? A, Trevor Rosenthal. B, Jason Mott. C, Adam Wainwright. D, Lance Lynn. It's the final out of the series. So the Cardinals won in Game 5 in St. Louis.
I want to say Wainwright for some reason.
I can't tell you who it is. Lance Lynn for some reason is making me
perk up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But we already beat Harry. We already got two out of the three. You want to go with Wainwright?
Yes.
Final answer?
Sure. Damn!
Clean sweep. I got to come up with harder questions.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.